Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're hearing sound there of the tumult outside of the National Identification Office in Port-au-Prince in Haiti as people clamor to get their ID cards in advance of yesterday's presidential elections. Now those results of those elections have been thrown into doubt. Two-thirds of Haiti's candidates in those elections want the results voided because they say they were tainted by fraud. Protesters took to the streets after scores of complaints from those unable to vote because their names did not appear on the rolls at polling stations. Joining us this morning is Jacqueline Charles, Caribbean correspondent for the Miami Herald. Jacqueline, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What are you hearing now about complaints and about whether or not the results of yesterday's, or at least the polling of yesterday in yesterday's elections, will indeed be voided?
Well, right now, I can tell you that the Electoral Commission, which was charged with organizing these elections, said that there were problems in 56 out of 1,500 voting centers, or 3.5% of the centers, and that for now, these elections were realized and they were successful. And so what happened during the night is that workers were beginning to count the votes by candlelight throughout voting centers in this country. And there are over 11,000 polling stations, but 1,500 voting centers. So for now, you know, we're basically in a wait and see, because while they're counting, the pressure is still mounting on this group of opposition candidates for these elections to be voided. We have not heard from the international community officially. I mean, you know, they've acknowledged that there were irregularities, but we will have to wait and see what happens next.
Jacqueline Charles, you were on with us from Port-au-Prince before the weekend talking about these elections, of course, taking place in the context of the giant earthquake in January and a more recent cholera outbreak, which caused lots of concerns about voting. Have we seen that those things had a major impact on turnout and on the ability to conduct these elections?
No, I have to tell you, I mean, you know, we went out very early before the polls opened, and people were standing in some lines, but you could see that the turnout was slow. But, you know, in Haiti, the tradition is that people go to church and they don't go to vote early. They wait until later in the day because of our past experience with violence, you know, in elections. I mean, the 2006 elections that brought President Pervall to power were a bit different from past elections. And so everyone was saying, let's just wait till later in the day. You'll start to see it ticking up. But we did notice low turnout. But when these opposition candidates called for these votes to be voided, it was around 1 o'clock. And I think that beyond everything else, that probably impacted, you know, what the turnout was, because at this point, individuals were afraid that the streets may turn violent. They thought the elections were done. In voting centers, you had monitors who basically just walked away, and even the international community, fearing that there could be some violence, there could be some problems in the streets, they pulled their monitors.
Are the candidates calling for the results to be voided? Candidates who are likely behind in the polls who wouldn't win anyway?
Well, no. I mean, you have some of the most popular candidates that are part of this. I mean, the only candidate that you don't have who was leading is the candidate of the ruling party. So, but the question is, with so many opposition and strong candidates, how would that vote have been divided? Everybody assumed there would have been a second round, but right now we don't know what to think and why they decided to do this, when they did it. You know, outside of their concerns about what they allege to be massive fraud, that's something that we're hoping to have answers to.
We'll continue following this story with Jacqueline Charles, Caribbean correspondent for the Miami Herald in Port-au-Prince. Jacqueline, thank you.